a new survey suggests that Belfast parents are the fifth most embarrassing in the entire UK. I like this story. The study said 17% of kids from Belfast City claim their mother and father drink too much booze. 37% said they're often left mortified by their behaviour. One in five reckon their parents go out a lot more than they do. 13% of Belfast students reckon they can cook better quality food than their parents. Well, here's the number today. You can let us know. 03030 80 55 55. Stories about your parents, how they embarrassed you. Embarrassing mum and journalist Tina Calder. Morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And the former head teacher Simon Ward. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. So embarrassing parents, what are the no-nos, Tina?
Well, I think, you know, in today's society, I think creeping on Facebook and Instagram is probably the worst. I'm quite lucky my mum doesn't do Facebook. She does Messenger, but not Facebook. But my stepdad comes on and tells me off and stuff in front of people.
And but that's all just fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when I say tells me off, he said, you know, it's not, you know, serious stuff. I mean, like, for example, I bought a dishwasher off Gumtree and it didn't work. And he came on and he was like, I thought you would have known better and all of this kind of stuff in front of all my friends who were being very sympathetic. So for me, it's kind of like, oh, my God, shush. No.
Simon?
Well, I think 'twas ever thus. The majority of children, Stephen, when they embark on their teenage years, as soon as they get to about 13, they find their parents embarrassing, formerly founts of wisdom and belts of security, suddenly become ridiculous and embarrassing. So that's nothing new. But actually,
that's a child wanting a wee bit of their independence and stand up on their own two feet and mum and dad not smothering them and all of that. OTT anymore.
I think that's the case, yes. I mean, nothing's worse. I mean, as a teacher, I mean, we had parents' meetings and parents would turn up wearing T-shirts with slogans on the front. And one parent turned up with bum written on the T-shirt. And you can imagine how embarrassed the child was.
Bum?
Bum.
Why did they have bum written on it? Why?
I didn't ask the parent. I chose to ignore it. He went on to say to me, he said, well, I don't know why Jacob's studying French anyway. He said, I can't stand the frogs. I said, oh, can't you? Well, I understand that point of view, sir. It's no wonder the child himself was floundering. Well, some parents are just naturally insensitive, and there's nothing worse than an insensitive parent for a child, because it's magnified. It's like a school teacher behaving immaturely. But can I just say, I think that with the modern generation, Stephen, there is a serious point to this, because actually, I think mental health among young people now is at an all-time low.
Yeah, I saw this in the news yesterday.
Say again?
I saw reports about mental health in young people yesterday.
Yeah, and I honestly think that part of this has been the deterioration of the parental role. I think there are more and more, I'm not, there's some very good single parent families, but I don't think you can ever, well, you can, but I think when I was growing up, it was the nuclear family, the mum and dad living at home. And I think they're more fractured in society now. Children are actually more independent from their children.
It's a very important topic, mental health in young people, that we should talk about, and we'll do so on another day more comprehensively. To come back to the lighter stuff of embarrassing parents, we reckon we have found the most embarrassing parent in the whole of the United Kingdom.
Oh, yes.
She works for us.
Very dare you.
It's that mic. There's that black one there.
They keep trying to cut me off. There it's that go. Ross in there, that yes. editor. He hates
well, you,
me.
You must be the most embarrassing mother in the country.
No.
Because you share lots of your...
Why have you read this in the toilet wall? It's not true.
You share a lot of your stories with the team about what you do to your son. What's your son's first name again?
Should I say this? Oh, well, I'm embarrassing. George. He's called George.
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 Yes.
16 years
old. And I've met George.
You have.
And George is traumatised by his mother, making him keep his bedroom door open.
His bedroom door ajar.
Ajar. So he's not allowed to close his bedroom door.
No.
How old is he?
16.
God.
I know.
Who is this? Who's this?
Simon Moore and Tina Calder.
Right.
So you don't allow your son to close his bedroom door.
Well, that's hardly embarrassing,
which
is
I've
it?
Well, it's beyond embarrassing. It's outrageous.
No.
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
I pay the
outrageous.
Mortgage, my rules.
You go through.
Listen, every time you bring this subject up, hundreds of thousands of people phone in bagging me. Hundreds of thousands.
Just for the record, there's nobody phoning us at all at the moment.
Oh, aye. I'll do the same as you. Every line into the BBC is blocked.
At the moment, every line into the BBC is completely open. there's nobody wanting to talk to us.
I think that I am.
Come on. Would the public back me here? A 16-year-old child not allowed to close his bedroom door.
Mm-hmm.
A 16-year-old boy not allowed to close his bedroom door.
We're currently at
03030805555. Would someone tell this woman she is insane?
It's my rules, my home. If he wants to go and get a mortgage and get his own house, please feel free. Get a job, get your own house, and then he can do what he wants. While he's under
my roof. Getting a job.
Pardon?
That's beyond them. Even if he gets a job in a profession, he still won't be able to afford a house.
It's ridiculous.
So why are you arguing with me?
It's completely ridiculous.
Whenever he can go and get a job, he can go and do whatever he wants.
So you're forcing
your brand of parentinghood upon him, and it's unfair, I would say.
Oh, my goodness, you're such a snowflake. My God, I'm the parent. He's the child.
Trendy word,
oh my goodness.
Now.
When did parents have to be their child?
Can I just say that we had a lot of people in the top table office who they had this debate, and you can see the debate online.
Oh, you're not going to out me, really, are you?
bbc.co.uk/Finny, tell me what the address is. I have no idea where you find it. The top table debates that the young people did, Nicola was actually in on one of them. It's online somewhere. We'll find out.
I have got fiendish ways of finding out how my child is misbehaving behind my back.
The other thing you do is you go through your 16-year-old child's mobile phone.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's what you told me.
No. Hold on a minute.
Is this why you've got shock in your face?
You really like to stir
does
the pot.
George
you
know
really
that,
like to
does
stir
George
the
not
pot.
Know that you're going through his mobile phone?
George is in bed at the minute. He doesn't care what's going on.
Right.
He'll not be up to lunchtime.
Right.
No.
Social services.
What it is that I pay his mobile phone bill.
Right.
If I request to see his mobile phone, then it is my right to do so.
That's outrageous.
No, it's not outrageous.
I'm sorry, Nicola, you can't do that to a 16-year-old.
In this day and age, whenever there's so many different things floating around
the internet... In this day and age, you're 16-year-old.
It's my right.
In this day and age, your 16-year-old could buy and sell you.
Well, if he wants to go and buy his own mobile phone, feel free, and then he can have it completely private. Absolutely no... problem with that whatsoever.
And I'm being serious here.
Yes.
You don't think your 16-year-old can... have any privacy? Is entitled to privacy from his mother.
You're twisting
the door's ajar.
The door is ajar,
and you're looking
yes,
through his phone
because he's got a computer in his room.
So if he's talking to girls or boys or whatever he does,
my son is so loud I can hear every conversation. He's very like me.
So whoever he's talking to privately. On his phone.
Oh, what would he be talking to anybody privately?
What's a 16-year-old talking about privately?
Why would he be talking to anybody privately? Should be no secrets in families.
Tina, do you agree with me?
No. I'm from a very big family, and privacy was something that was unheard of when you're from a massive family. Uh-huh. And I think most of my brothers and sisters all absolutely, I suppose, love their privacy now because of that. But I think
but it didn't warp you, Tina. I mean, you haven't grown up into like a strange being, have you? Just because you had a lack of privacy. It seems to me you're perfectly well rounded.
My mother would never, ever have encroached on what she would have believed was my private communication, whether that was letters at the time, which it would have been, and then when I got my mobile phone at 17.
But Tina, you're looking at this through rose-tinted glasses, Tina.
No,
I am absolutely sure that your mother had sneaky looks.
No, she
sneaky
didn't.
I can guarantee it.
No, I know that she didn't. My mum is absolutely obsessed with
I shouldn't say this story.
And people's privacy. But the point that I'm trying to make is that a 16-year-old boy is at a point, and girls are at points in their lives where everything is progressing at such a quick rate for them. They're running into adulthood at breakneck speed. they're experimenting with conversation. They're experimenting with communication.
And you don't want your mother saying that.
I've never heard so much rubbish in all my life. This is what's wrong with young people. Everybody has to mollycoddle them and you have the rights and you have the rights and all this. This is why we have teenagers growing up.
Hold on now, Tina, hold on.
Smart bums.
You what?
I'm just saying that this is the problem we have. Children, they have the right to do this and they have the right to their feet and they have the right and the right. I've never heard so many rights of children in all my life.
Yeah, but one, privacy, certainly.
Yes, I do give my child privacy.
You don't. This door has to be left ajar. And you're going through his mobile phone.
Am I with him now? Am I with him now watching what he's doing? No. I'm at work every day. He has his privacy.
That's another spoof.
He goes to school.
You're not at work every day.
You know, I'm doing all that. So, but you know what? I have to tell you a story. I don't know whether I should tell you this because my husband will kill me.
This is what we've got to put up. Can I just hold on? One second.
Stephen.
One second. Can I just tell everybody, this is what I've got to put up with in the office all day.
Oh, you are such
this,
a liar.
This woman talking non-stop at about 100 mile an hour.
Who was texting me last night?
You, me.
No, you were texting me last night. Yeah.
In your spin class.
See, you missed me last night.
I might go to that
you
spin
class. You
were
texting me.
For a small
fee. But can I say, now, do you know how my husband got his mother back
no
for
doubt.
Encroaching on his privacy?
No doubt.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
When my husband, he's going to kill me for telling this. In fact, my mother-in-law is going to kill me for telling this. Anyway, he used to get his post coming to his home address when he was at university in Scotland. And unbeknown to him, his mum was opening up his post and reading his bank statement whenever he was at university. And he couldn't understand how she knew all his intricate details about what was going on in his bank account until he then discovered that his mother was opening up his post. So his friends in Scotland decided to get his mother back by sending a letter addressed to Peter, handwritten, with a letter from an unnamed female saying that Peter would need to contact her because she maybe needed his help. She was in trouble and Peter should contact her immediately.
Right.
His mother opened this, nearly had a nervous breakdown. Well, his father did, nearly had a nervous breakdown and phoned Peter in Scotland going, "This is terrible, this is terrible. Your mother's going to have a nervous breakdown." To which Peter said, "That'll teach you to not open my post anymore."
Awful. Norman Banger. Here's Norman.
Oh.
Morning, Norman. Stephen. Stephen, Nicola, you have my full support. You're
thank you, Norman.
My own heart.
I told you.
It's my home, my rules, my regulations. And if they don't like it, they can move out.
But they can't move out, can they?
Well, they can't.
Well, they can't move out. As Simon says, they can't move out.
Well, that's
their children. They've no means to put a roof over their head. And I actually think this is unbelievable.
It's your parents' responsibility to look after
and protect
their children. It's a parent's responsibility to protect their children from the evils of this world. And for any parent to let their child sit in the bedroom on the internet talking to strangers that they don't even know, looking at websites that they shouldn't be on, if they've none to hide, well then why can they not let the parents see what they're looking at and who they're talking to?
Thank you, Norman. Thank you.
Norman, if you have created a good communication between you and your child, and you have created a level of trust and understanding, and you have shown that child that you can that they can communicate with you, and that you can ask them questions and talk about things, then you shouldn't need to worry about them behaving in
I didn't worry about my two children. My two children respected me, respected my rules, and they obeyed my rules.
Simon,
that sort of attitude, and don't forget, I was a housemaster for many, many years in charge of over 70 adolescent boys between the ages of 14 and 18. And all I can tell you is, if you get the balance wrong, in other words, if you're too intrusive, underneath, they'll smile and they'll come down and have their dinner with you, but they will resent you. If you
intrude
into every aspect of their lives, it'll build resentment in the vast majority of adolescent children.
I'm remembering when I was 16. I put a lock on my door on the inside of my bedroom door.
I don't. This is one of these stories that you make up.
No, it's not.
I don't believe
my
that.
Friend.
I know
my friend who works for the Ulster Bank, Ken Tom. named after someone in the Archers. He will tell you, because he and I used to do sleepovers. And I put a bolt lock on the inside of my door.
I don't believe it.
I'm telling you.
This is one of these stories you've made up in your head again.
I'm telling you, ask Ken Tawn. Here's Winston. Good morning, Winston.
All right there, Stephen, my buddy.
All right, mate. How about you?
I would like to just ask you a question.
Yes.
Has the biggest mouth in the country let the biggest secret out in the country?
What's that?
A minute ago you said to Vinny.
Yes.
Vinny, you don't go to sleep until you see yourself on the Nolan Live show.
Correct.
So are you now telling us that the Nolan Live show is not actually live at all?
No, it's...
Vinny's lying in bed and he's on.
What's he talking about?
That's recorded, no, Winston.
Vinny does a little recorded insert. When you see him in daylight running around somewhere, do you really think we're trying to pretend it's live, you bucky jiggy?
Is that the boy with a flicked hair?
That's the one where...
That's the one that...
With the dyed hair and the little tints and all...
You see, I thought you were going to disclose to us that your name wasn't actually even Stephen Nolan. Do you know what your mom's on that or show and his name's actually Frank Mitchell? I thought you were going to let something out of the bagger.
No, no. Winston, are you going to watch tonight? It's billed at 10:40.
No doubt... No, don't say it.
Listen, I've been telling the BBC this for years.
Don't tell you, so it is.
Anyway, I bet you that show.
On,
I bet you that show.
I bet you
the. I bet you the BBC will put that show on at about 10:47. Just push it back to try to get you all to stop watching.
On the Dave channel, have I got news for you? Usually on for Top Gear. I'll watch that.
Thank you, Winston. Mary and Derry. Good morning, Mary.
Oh, God, Nicola.
Oh,
can
dear.
I have only word near you?
Yes, go.
Right. Were you a 16-year-old girl?
Well, I can barely remember it, Mary, but
well,
yes.
Well, listen, did your mother do that to you? Did she control you that way also?
Oh, just skip over that, will we?
No, listen. No, I mean, I'm a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And do you trust your son that you can let him close the door and have his private moment?
It's not...
He is a teenager.
Do you know
listen,
what?
Please, listen, just listen. You are damaging that child. I have 6 grandchildren. I have 2 children.
Uh-huh.
And I've given them leeway and I trust them. And I trust that they will, if they do wrong, they can come to me and say, Mommy, you know, I did this and I did that.
I've got to say now, I've seen George and Nicola together. You're very close.
We are very close, yeah. Uh-huh. We are.
Very,
we
very
are.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
But that boy should be coming and seeking some help from the Nolan show.
We have a very... open relationship.
Well, it has to be open because his door has to be open.
No, but that's a completely separate issue. Completely separate
it's not.
Issue. It is a completely
We're
separate
We're
going
to run
issue.
A campaign
for
now that George has turned
George.
16. Free George.
Free George Weir. Hashtag.
Yes. Hashtag free George Weir.
His friends are going to love this.
That boy has to be able to, come on. That boy can get married, he can do all of those things, join the army,
do all those things.
But he's not allowed to shut
his door. He's not allowed to get married until he's 40.
I'm going to personally buy a bolt lock like I put on my door when I was 16, and I'm going to get a man to put it on George's door so that he can close the door on you.
And Stephen, you know me well enough to know that no bolted door would ever stop me.
Thank you, Nicola.
Happy to get through it, no problem.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, everyone. Don't forget to send in your Snapchats, which we're going to put out in our Twitter feed. Radio Nolan is wherever you're listening to the biggest show in the country. Send us in your pictures right now, wherever you are. And don't forget to join us tonight, 10:40, BBC One, for Nolan Live. See you on the TV later. Thanks for your company today. Bye-bye.